Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
Do you need a ride? 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 Do
with Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We are leaving Swingers Diner.
Goodbye, asshole.
Goodbye, you Evel Knievel-themed diner.
Goodbye, 1976 America. I never liked you in the first place.
My goal this episode is... Oh, I hated 76.
It was rough.
I was 1 year old and I hated it. Hated my life that year.
I was six and I was confused.
My only way of dealing with it was to suck on my own toes.
I just listened to a lot of Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John.
Really?
Not really. I just listened to whatever's on the radio in the big station wagon.
You really have no choice. Your little fingers couldn't change the knob.
Please, Daddy, I would say, turn it to a different station.
Might we turn on the air conditioning as well, Father?
Oh, please, Father.
But now...
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, here we go.
Already,
immediately.
Some drama.
We immediate have introduced a guest.
Immediate drama.
It's the best. Yeah, blazing right up third.
I just want the sound quality to be good this time because I don't want anyone on Twitter to send any passive aggressive
tweets.
Yeah,
sometimes. Well, you're not ruled by those people.
I
love every version of us.
I need the approval of strangers. That's why I got in this business.
Isn't it weird? Can I talk?
Yeah, Barbara Gray, everyone.
Our guest today is the luxurious Barbara Gray.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know, right? That. It just came out.
The poised, the collected,
hilarious.
The well-postured Barbara Gray.
The busy.
The busy bee.
The talented.
Busy bee.
You're a busy bee.
The best hair in the business. Barbara Gray.
Asymmetrical, filled with body.
Do you guys know that I'm from Salt Lake City and the bees are their thing? It's the beehive state.
Oh, really?
Because it's like all the little worker bees working for the Mormon church and then the hive is like the temple.
Oh, that's weird.
That's scary.
So they base the ability to marry many women, it's all based on bees?
Oh, I didn't think about that part. I don't know. I mean, actually...
Is that why the bees are dying?
Yeah, I think so.
Because of Mormonism?
Because the Mormons are dying off.
They need to send more kids out on their bicycles.
For every Mormon that dies... 10,000 bees dies
yeah.
as well.
So you guys convert now or else the whole, you know. They say if bees die, the whole world dies.
That's
so.
Right.
That's what I've heard.
Watch out.
Bring it on.
In all seriousness, I do get excited when I see a bee, and I do notice it's getting more and more rare that I see
them. I was on a walk the other day, and an entire tree was just buzzing.
Mm.
And they were pollinating like every inch of the tree, and it freaked me the fuck out.
Wow.
Isn't that scary?
That's horrifying.
It was really scary.
That was the Provo tree.
Yeah, that was
yeah. I don't give a
shit. That was the main temple.
Barbara, were you raised as a Mormon?
No, I wasn't. I was just there. I was just there to check it out.
I really thought you said, were you a racism Mormon?
Were that you special racist? Sect?
Were you?
They are.
Oh, no, they
racist.
All are.
Yeah.
No, they're just not very open.
Right. It's about them.
And you
about
were them. Never, your family else. And you were never Mormon?
No, no, I grew up, I was born in Palm Springs, and then we lived in Sacramento, and then my parents were like, oh, this place is terrible
yeah,
for children.
Yeah, Sacramento will drive you straight out of
it
California.
It will drive you to a much safer place, like Salt Lake City, for example, so...
The only thing I like about Sacramento is Guy Fieri's fusion Asian barbecue place.
Oh, God. He has that there?
Guy ate here. You ever notice that? How he puts that stencil?
Does he really?
On the wall of restaurants.
I saw that at the Oinkster the other day.
Guy Fieri, Sacramento is Guy Fieri if Guy Fieri was a city. It's that's exactly oh, what it's totally like living is. There. It's like his hair's on fire it's and his one, shirt's on fire.
Yeah, it's like one big like bleached goatee.
One big, like a loud guy that's talking about nothing and smells like chili. But I love you people in Sacramento. Nobody. Oh, do we have listeners in Sacramento?
Our state's capital.
Guys, they're having a Sacramento con for your podcast.
It so just got pissed. Canceled. They're calling the Holiday Inn right now. Cancel the boardroom reservation.
I don't know what cosplay I'm going to do this year for SacCon.
What if people are dressing up as you guys and like having all this weird sex stuff, like listening to the podcast and fucking to it and stuff.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Because that's all I can think about that happen at cons, right? It's just people, like, dressed up and fucking.
Is that why people do it?
I mean, it's a huge, like, I think an underground part of all that stuff.
But aren't they nerds? Mostly?
Nerds fuck?
Yeah, nerds bump and grind.
Tell me about it, guys. I don't know what the nerds do, because I'm super like cool.
Sailor Moon or a stuffed animal.
Oh, right.
When they just have, like, a butt flap on their costume. Uh-huh. And then they go into, like, the ruckus room and they just rub together nerd genitals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I know it to be. I've never been to any kind of a con, though.
I haven't either.
No.
I made my dad go to one in Salt Lake City once. I bought a ticket for both of us and then I went and Deanna Troi from Star Trek was there.
Ooh.
And I was really pissed that she wasn't in her costume.
I have a question about Deanna Troi.
Yes.
My roommate used to obsessively watch Next Generation. So I have, like, that just absorbed knowledge about it that right. I don't want. Deanna Troi, are her eyes black like that? Or are those contact lenses?
I don't know, actually. I didn't really think about it. She did have really dark eyes.
Deeply black eyes and irises, so it kind of just, like, looked like a cartoon character eye.
Is she the woman that's now on Orange is the New Black?
She has done nothing since
Star Trek. That's Kate Mulgrew. All right, the redhead?
Yes, that was the captain on Star Trek Voyager. No, I don't know, actually. I didn't look in... I wasn't close enough to see in her eyes at that con, so...
I'll look it up
I'll have to be a mystery for now.
for this moment.
My phone is dead, and I feel like a crazy person. Like, I feel so lost.
What if someone's touch mine? Reaching out right now?
I could be getting so many texts.
This could be where you get the call where they're like, we're revamping
what? Oh, yeah, Friends.
And you're Phoebe. Or I don't know. That's the first name I thought of.
Yeah.
You're Chandler. Then, we're turning it on its ear.
Everyone would want to be Phoebe.
Everyone's women and everyone's black on the new Friends.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be on it then. But
there's no jobs for white people this year. That's what my agent keeps telling me.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Really? Because it seems like a lot of my friends are doing well.
Nope. Your friends are Mexican.
Oh, okay. Weird. They seemed all very fair-skinned and freckled.
You don't know your friends like I do. I'm an agent.
Okay. Well.
Oh, you're an agent.
I'm playing the part of an agent.
I get it.
But it's the same. It's my same voice. It's so adaptive.
I like when you do your characters.
They're pretty good, right? Because they all sound like me.
Oh, Chris, I had something I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time that a bunch of girls prank called you and you freaked out?
I was like so... I thought that it was someone lashing out against me.
Yeah.
I got really mad.
Wait, can you just do the rundown of the story?
Someone called crying and I thought, oh my God, an ex-girlfriend or something just got physically assaulted. That's immediately where I went. And then when it was just girls laughing, I got really mad. And I didn't know
if you tweeted the number and it was like, who's calling me from this?
Oh, did I really?
Yes!
Yeah, that's a good revenge.
You're freaking out.
Did anybody call you off that tweet?
No one did because I think I was like, Chris, it's not. Like, I told him, so he would delete it.
Oh, and then I felt weird. I remember.
No, you apologize. It was just funny. We were having a sleepover at, you know, because we're.
Because you're 11.
Young women. And we decided to prank call a bunch of guys.
From under the blanket fort.
Yeah. Fun. And I think it was Tess Barker calling you, and she was wasted. And she was just saying stuff about, she was like, I'm on the 134 and my tire. Like, I don't know what the fuck she was saying.
I'm someone, yeah, exactly. I don't like pranks.
It was not a good prank.
Especially ones where it's like, oh, I'm in danger. And I got real mad.
She got so freaked out because you wouldn't stop calling her. So she changed her outgoing voicemail. Except she was like, hey, I'm just calling you. this is Tess. Like, a man, she changed her outgoing voicemail to say her own name and, like, fucked it up again.
Oh,
it was great.
That's funny.
This is what I like about this story. That in most sleepovers, when people are 11 or 12 and they do prank calls, they're sober.
Right.
So it's like that left turn of like being shit faced and like, oh, this will be a good idea.
Yeah, it was.
It's a 911 call, basically.
Yeah, tell you, I'm dying on the side of a freeway. That'll be hilarious.
He'll love this. This is perfect.
I don't know what we were thinking, but we called Carl Hess and talked to him for like an hour. And that was great.
Were you screaming and crying?
No, that was like, hey, I saw your show tonight. It was great.
See, Chris and, would have loved that.
Yeah, I would have been like, I would have also known it was a prank, too.
Yeah, like, we should have gone with that.
That's fun.
You guys, hey, wait a second.
We didn't. It was all her fault. It was all in her hands.
Well, I need to make amends with her.
We'll do it again sometime.
I haven't had a conversation with her since then. No, we don't need to bring it back. I'm just saying, if you do a lighthearted one, I will play along and be so much fun.
You should go on Lady to Lady, the Robert's podcast.
Yeah.
Go on Lady to Lady, discuss it, and then make a plan of action with Tess.
Oh,
what about that?
And maybe we could together scare the hell out
of
someone.
Well, you guys can prank call someone live. We'll prank call Karen live on the show.
Yes. And
And all will be resolved.
I'll start screaming. I'll never stop. And I'll have to be hospitalized.
See, that will give me so much closure.
It is really dumb. Like, it's a dumb thing to do.
Wait,
but it's so fun.
Can I tell you my favorite prank of
yes,
all time?
Of course.
This is my friend, Brian.
Uh-huh.
Who is this hilarious gay guy that I knew when I lived in San Francisco. I worked at the Gap with him. And he was super hilarious and goofy. And he tells me the story one night when we're super drunk. He goes, you want to hear what I did to my friend one time? And I was like, sure. And he goes, I put a pantyhose on my face over my head.
Oh,
and I climbed into her kitchen window with a knife.
That? What?
And, and he goes, she freaked out so bad on me. And I was like, Brian,
yeah.
What are you talking about? He thought it was hilarious. And of course, she starts crying and totally freaking out. And then he's like, hey, it's just me. And then she like basically beat him up.
Oh,
of course.
It was the way he said it was such innocence. Of like, hey, you want to hear a funny prank I did? Where I'm like, that's every girl's nightmare.
Yeah, worst nightmare. And you cannot see what someone looks like under those things.
No.
Like, she could not have known.
Uh-uh.
Yes. I can't even see what they look like when they're on...
On legs.
On legs. Thank you. God, I can't even. Thank you for jumping in.
You're welcome.
Saving my own thought. I just, I love when someone's sharing a story like that and immediately you see the other person's side, a person who's a stranger to you and you're on their side.
Yes.
That's how bad of a prank idea that is.
Well, I mean, just coming through the window alone, even if there was no pantyhose on his head. Like a window breaking
even
when you're standing in the kitchen.
I gave her a singing telegram through the window. That's a better one, but it would
still.
But still
scary.
There's so many things about that are not okay.
It's,
he had a weapon. He came
knife,
through
he
the kitchen
knife.
Window.
He could have gotten himself killed.
Yes.
She probably had knives in her kitchen too.
He has no idea what she could have carried a small pistol like attached to her ankle. There's all kinds of things he didn't know. He just was having a good time.
There could have been a ghost protecting the house that attacked him.
Her dead mother.
The poltergeist.
Looking
yeah.
Over her.
Just looking for closure.
A Rottweiler. Classic Rottweiler situation.
A Rottweiler ghost.
Yeah.
The most vicious kind.
I would love to be haunted by a dog. Just all your ears barking. And there's just
it's just always trying to get let out.
Just pee everywhere.
And sometimes they're drinking water.
It's going through them. Me and my friends used to do this like call prank thing where we would call up one of those sex phone lines. Like the ones where, not like the ones where you're paying to like talk to a lady, but like it's like those chat party lines.
This person.
So it's free for women, and guys would call in and you would talk to the guy and try to say like the weirdest shit possible to them. You know, like
that
I would be
make
like
make me so scared. I'm not good at phone prank calls.
Well, I would.
What would they do?
I would say, you know, like you would at first, they'd be like, yeah, what are you doing? What are you wearing and stuff? And he'd be like, I'm just sitting here with my girlfriends because everyone's, like, laughing, you know?
Yeah.
And he would, like, I want you to, like, this is really gross, by the way, and I'm sorry what I'm about to say. But I was like, I want you to, like, eat a sesame seed bagel and then shit it out on me. And so the sesame seeds are on like
That's
weird.
What someone said?
No, I said that to freak them out. We were trying to freak them out as much as possible.
Shit the seed. I want you to select the seeds from the bagel in your body and shit out little seeds like a BB gun.
Use your colon as a special muscle.
Yeah.
And pick have seeds off of a chewed bagel.
It's such a turn on when a man has selective colon strength. Can you weed through and maybe throw in a cherry pit?
Oh, yes.
An old
that
Barbie
was when
shit.
You knew he's the special one.
There's two different movies that where there's a vomiting cherry pit. One is Witches of Eastwick, I think. The other is Stand By Me.
Yep.
The vomiting of cherry.
Oh, yeah, the cherry.
Nothing turns me on more.
Lard ass. That was a good switch around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so that was some nasty perfect.
I mean, but when you're a kid, boy, that God is damn, it was just funny. Comedy porn.
It was so good. My dad used to chant lard ass all the time. Because he loved that.
To rave reviews to nearby strangers.
And that's why I have a very advanced eating disorder. But that's how it goes.
He would yell it to you in public?
No.
That father is
Oh, my God.
No,
we just like movies.
No, it would be like any time. I can't even really explain it now. It would be contextually accurate.
My boyfriend's parents, I just met them, and they always would say Seinfeld from Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember that, whatever, the Chinese restaurant episode? And
But they did they do a Chinese accent?
Well, they say it like the guy, and he goes Seinfeld for, like, that's how he says it, exactly.
Okay.
But, like, so they were just, they both said it separately from each other, which I thought was funny. It's just, like, in their thing, that's what they say. And now I've started saying it to my boyfriend, quoting Seinfeld. But now it's like we're saying it, and I'm like, oh, no, like, we just adapted this weird thing that your parents do.
I think if I was a guy and my girlfriend started telling my dad's jokes, my boner would crawl into my body.
I think it's forever. So cheesy that they do it, so that's why I'm doing it. But yeah, it's like it doesn't, I don't know.
That we used to do that all the time where the hackiest conversation I think you can have at a table, but I still love it the most, is people who are from the East Coast and the West Coast start talking about the snack foods that they did and didn't have growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get into it, and, like, immediately everyone will be like, did you have cheese doodles? Or like, I never even heard of those.
Right.
And I've overheard people doing it. And so I always start the conversation because I'm doing it kind of sarcastically, but then everybody immediately jumps in of like, we didn't even have Carvel. What? That's all we had.
And it backfires and actually becomes enjoyable.
And it
turns
into a loud,
that's like the most boring conversation, because why do you want to hear all about something you've never experienced? Like,
because it's like a weird, like, it's almost like the other day my friend was eating Wheat Thins, and then she offered me some. I was like, I'm from a Triscuits family. And then we all started laughing, and it was like people were like, oh, were you Wheat Thins or Triscuits? And we started breaking it down. And it's just those weird, like, childhood specifics where, like, Wheat Thins were never even a consideration in my family. No one ate them.
Oh, if you start talking about snacks and what I didn't have as a kid, I sound like I was abused.
Because you didn't have anything?
Were your parents just healthy?
We had no food in the house ever. I don't know why I wasn't just this emaciated. If there's ever food, and we touched it, I've mentioned this, I'm going to go ahead and call
Have
myself.
You talked about
Do
this
it.
Before?
Do it.
I said, don't touch that. It's for the office or a recipe. My mom had made stuff for recipe or sorority. She didn't go to college, but she's in a sorority.
Some like office old, somewhere.
Yeah,
she's
some
just
Tupperware party sorority.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Made so many delicious. All of a sudden, she could
that
cook.
That you couldn't eat?
But
oh, no.
It was always for
it
someone
was just
else.
Cooling on the counter.
Oh, God,
my sister
torture.
And I try and reach for it. And then we'd get a wooden spoon on the knuckles is what we'd get.
So you were abused.
Yeah, that's what turns out. Turns out I was.
Oh, man, I'm like I will always eat that shit. Do not leave anything on the counter. I will eat it.
I will float towards it like Yogi Bear.
Yeah, there's just no question.
What's your dream? Barbara, you go first. What's your dream snack someone would leave on a counter that you could steal?
I mean, donuts.
Yeah.
I'm only thinking because that's what just happened like 2 nights ago with my roommates. I ate half of one. Like, they wouldn't. I was like, what am I doing? I almost just like licked it, and I was like, no, I should just eat this.
You know
just
what?
Eat it.
I'm not. I don't have much of a sweet tooth, but I do like if someone, and it's something I would never order or eat for myself, but if someone leaves out, if they made a bunch of meatballs. I will always steal a meatball.
Oh.
I'm a meatball.
Are you in that situation a lot?
I'm always in some meatballs within arm's reach. I feel like it's an ongoing hidden camera show.
I mean,
I'm
pretty much anything. It was my dream, but I guess.
Just left out, prepared.
Just, yeah, something like leftover. I mean, I love like leftovers.
You kind of just prefer everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all sounds good.
Me too. I'm not too finicky.
I'm insanely finicky. I like, if it were something, you know what it is? It's like store candy. Like, ooh. If someone had like a Kit Kat on the counter, yeah. I'd be like, well, I'm just going to steal this and I don't care who it belongs to.
What about homemade candy?
No.
My mom, maybe I've told this story. It was like a Christmas party and they have those little, you pour liquid candy into a mold and stick
like
a stick
cake
in it
pop?
And it turns into just a popsicle, like a hard candy popsicle.
No, those aren't that good.
She made cinnamon like Christmas tree shaped popsicles. No, they're not good at all.
Yeah.
And she put way too much cinnamon to where all these kids were licking them and their mouths were burning. They all started crying. They had to be picked up. Their parents had to come and get them. It like ruined the party.
Was it your party?
They burned their, there was kids there, so it had to be mine.
Like a family Christmas party?
I think
party
it was just,
like
yeah.
School party?
I just remember there being kids there and they were crying because their mouths were burning.
The best prank of all.
And she's like, oh, yeah, you guys don't like cinnamon? they're crying because of pain, Mom.
See, she didn't want anyone to actually eat any of the stuff she made.
Right. Then she wrapped those up again and brought them into the office. Judy, Diane, do you like cinnamon?
That's like what you would hear about. Don't go door trick or treat. There's a razor blade and a candied apple, or you get burning sickles.
The burn sickles.
Have you guys ever done that, the cinnamon challenge or whatever?
No.
Oh, there's a very funny video of that where the lady is coughing so hard and her teeth fly out and there's a cloud of cinnamon.
Yeah,
and
it's
just
insane.
It looks like the, who are the South African rap duo that are doorbell motor tattooed?
Oh, the guys who were in that movie?
They were in Chappie, yeah.
Yeah, they're in Chappie.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and it looks like that guy, and he's like, do you want to do the cinnamon challenge? And the lady's like, sure, I love cinnamon. That's how she said. And she puts it in, and she just, her eyes bulge out, and then she coughs, and there's a cinnamon cloud, and her teeth just shoot out.
Her teeth? What do you mean her teeth? Like her
dentures.
Dentures.
Yeah, her fake teeth were not ever dented in, and she, or Polydent, sorry, I always forget,
is your sponsor.
Which is the cleaner. This episode brought to you by Polly and Everdent.
Polly and Everdent.
You keep them stuck, we'll keep them clean. Anyway, just to a cloud of... But, yeah, have you tried to do it?
I've done it, like, by accident. You know, where, like, I had a lot of cinnamon and then I just accidentally inhaled a bunch of it. And it is pretty mortifying.
Was it super burny? Like,
it's like... It's just... It's not as burny as it is just, like, a cloud of stuff you can't get out of your throat or whatever. It's really creepy. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Die Antwoord. Thank you. This video, look it up. Die Antwoord looking guy makes mom spit out teeth. Nothing will come up, but you'll probably have an interesting evening of something.
What if that
worse.
Was like the new directive of our podcast is we describe YouTube videos?
Oh, that sounds great.
It sounds
the best party ever.
Yeah, it's like the new E! Show that I'd get fired from doing a warm-up on. Okay, too personal.
Okay.
I was eating dinner with some people last night, and this guy was, like, describing a vine to us and then had to look it up, and I was just like, just don't, please.
Oh, describing vine.
Yeah,
and
it's
here's
a
the best thing.
Video.
It's on a loop, you guys.
Guys, you can always watch it.
So what I described in constant infinity.
What I took 2 minutes to describe, the six seconds.
It's a six-second visual. Candlelight visual.
Digiel.
So we're going to Molly Malone's, where Karen has hung out.
It's an old-timey Irish pub. Ooh, you have a story about Molly Malone's?
I have several that I can't remember because I am an alcoholic. But we used to go there a lot in the 90s. And there was one, when Barbara texted me because we were making plans to eat dinner anyway. And then she's like, I have a show at Molly Malone's. And I was immediately like, oh no, like had some big text reaction.
What is the best, most standout story of your just downward spiral?
Well, I would say the Molly Malone's one. We went there one.
That one.
Yeah, it's just that. No, because I was telling Barbara, I remember it, all these things, like, really quick flashes. because I was a blackout drunk. So I just remember it was St. Patrick's Day, and Flogging Molly, the band, was playing there. So they were very rocked.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, so many people.
I mean, there must have just been, like, everyone was ankle deep in barf.
Yeah.
It was that, oh, it's wow. that kind of situation. And we walked up to the door, and I know that the thanks. Yeah. I know the doorman, there was some pause. Something happened at the door. I don't really remember. The next thing I know, I was being spun around in a circle on the dance floor. And it was that kind of thing where I was, like, waking up into, like, oh, now I'm, dancing a reel.
Oh, wow.
While Flogging Molly is playing. It was very, like, I was almost, it was like being on a pirate ship. It was very, like, and
of course.
Being spun in a circle. And then the next thing I remember is yelling in the bouncer's face, like, you can't tell
that
me what to do.
That always ends well. That always ends well.
Yeah, they love that.
Because then they always go, hey, that's all I do is tell people what
you're
to
feisty,
do.
Yeah. Right?
They're like, hey, you have a point. I'm going to let you back in.
I'm going to quit my job and just let you enjoy your night because this isn't how the universe is supposed to work.
You're so smart, and you really have a point because you're a big drunk.
Well, isn't that Flogging Molly? That's what they just want everyone to pretend they're pirates.
I think so.
I got hired by their tour manager to do t-shirts.
I thought you were going to say to do warm-up.
To do warm-up. Oh, warm yeah, kit. Fuck Stewie! I hope you like squeeze marks!
Has anyone lost their leg going up the topsail here?
Aye. And look at me now, I'm in the crow's nest.
Look at me!
Am I Irish now? Anyway, they never paid me. He told me exactly what they wanted. We want ships. We want old-timey pirate-type art. We want bonefish. A flying bonefish. Like, sure. Specific stuff. We want a jersey that says Flogging Molly with a number. I did all this stuff, and then they just didn't pay me. So, fuck that band. Except for the accordion player, Matt Hensley. I had a wall dedicated to him. He used to be a skateboarder.
Oh!
I had a wall, and then he quit skateboarding, and then was in this band playing an accordion. All true, and none of it interesting.
Well, I liked it. I like the idea that you could transition from skateboarding to a professional accordion playing.
Well, the funny
yeah, that's
thing
pretty
is,
good.
I skipped the middle nice. Part where he was a billiards player. He was like a pool no. player. He was on ESPN and stuff.
Are you thinking of the most fascinating man in the world from Dos Equis commercials?
He doesn't sleep with many women, but when he does, it's...
They're wenches?
He sinks the nine in the eight pocket.
Thank you.
There it is.
It's so hard.
Sorry, what was yours, Barbara?
It's no. It's that they're wenches.
No.
No.
No, don't throw it back here.
I really don't want to repeat my wench
I'm just
line.
Looking at the his and her hair goods store.
Oh, that's a good way to distract us.
Right?
Looking around.
It is his and her.
It is his and her.
It is his and also hers.
Oh, those man, two. Coming up on the tar pits, the... What the fuck? Have you guys ever, like, taken people there who wanted to go there for
that
time?
Yeah, I took my family there one time.
They're just so dumb.
A friend's mom was visiting, and she's like, you have to go to the La Brea Tar Pits. They're amazing. I'm like, what? I don't...
How?
It's so... I mean, I haven't gone in... I've gone, obviously, in LACMA, but not, like, the Tar Pit Museum or whatever, which might be interesting, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they have that weird, sad, like... Mastodon being yeah. like murdered by the tar and its family like on the shore watching it.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
They're like making you see the worst of the tar pits.
Yeah.
Like how about the good things that happen in tar pits?
Also, where like is all the rest of the tar? Because I worked across the street and there was like tar in the parking lot. So how far does that go?
Oh, wow.
You mean it continued?
Yeah, like it's underground over across the
yeah,
streets and stuff.
Yeah, there's still bubbling crude over there.
Well, from what
Texas
I remember...
Texas tea.
From the movie Volcano, this was ground zero, essentially, for the movie Volcano.
Oh, you're right. There's the...
There's the sad...
That is horrifying. I've never seen that.
They light it up at night, so everyone always remembers. That's the 9/11
always remember
Jurassic tragedies.
To never forget this Jurassic tragedy. Just a bubbling crude mom up to her ankles deep. And the horrible thing, when an elephant drowns in tar, they never forget it.
Oh.
Because they're memories.
That's where they got the September 11th tagline.
that's why there's a mastodon on the September 11th flag.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Did you guys watch that documentary about the woman who faked that she was
Oh, I've heard about it.
It's really interesting.
Could you give us a brief? Make it brief.
She's from somewhere in Europe. I can't remember, like Russia or
Bavaria.
Something.
Okay.
And she came up with this whole thing that her fiance had been there and died in the towers, and he actually had. But then she said that she worked there. She'd worked at the bank, and she became like the head of like the survivors group New York,
yeah.
And all this shit. And then people just started realizing that she was kind of like weird and not telling the truth.
They just realized that bank didn't exist. An employee said,
"I work at XYZ Bank Incorporated."
Doesn't sound like a bank, but she seems authentic.
Actually, it wasn't a bad bank name, though. Right, guys?
XYZ Money Incorporated.
Yeah. Dollar sign, dollar sign.
And their motto is dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally bank there.
But yeah, she like got found out and then just like disappeared, I guess. So.
Well,
maybe her and that guy from whatever,
Steve
Buffalo
Ramsey
Wild Wings.
Or whatever.
Right, yeah. The kid who pretended to be caught in a hot air balloon.
Oh yeah, Balloon Boy!
I knew there was something wrong with Balloon Boy early on.
What?
Okay, this brings us. Have you guys seen? I think it's Bubble Boy, Boy in the Bubble, not
the John Travolta one.
No, yes. Have you seen?
It's been
years. Boy in the Plastic Bubble,
where a horse like trips over his air cord.
Yeah,
and he's like his face is pressed.
Yes,
it's John Travolta in his most John revolting role.
Okay.
That movie.
And the horse trips over the power thing, and he's like looking at the horse.
And does
excited.
He die? I haven't seen it.
He like starts choking. He's all excited about the horse, and then it's it's kind of like Mac and Me as far as just, I can't believe people used to be dumb enough to just watch this and not point and laugh.
Right.
I remember seeing it when it was like, because I think it was like a Friday night.
It was like a TV
special.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like ABC Night at the Movies or whatever. And then that concept, it was like, I remember being a little kid and thinking, I never thought of those poor people who have to live in plastic bubbles, which of course don't really exist. It's like,
do they? I mean, they have to in some way, right?
Well, not in the way of like, it's a teen boy that needs to get rolled outside.
Yeah,
and goes
to regular high school classes.
Yeah, I think if it does happen, it's pretty hospitalized and special.
Yeah, it's your last moment.
It's not the thing where you're the girl you meet somewhere rolls you outside and then a horse comes by. There's just so many things about it were just ludicrous. And yeah, having to act from inside that bubble's a little weird.
Well, only Travolta can pull it off.
Yeah.
God, he's good.
God!
Always been good. Oh, that butt chin.
Do you guys, did you ever see the Trilogy of Terror? Which, that was the one that was the most famous, like, made-for-TV movie when I was growing up.
No.
No.
Which is, you have to look it up because it's really amazing. It was three different stories that are, like, horror stories or whatever, but it was totally for, like, kids. It was, like, a Friday night thing, but me and my sister and my three cousins watched it. And everybody freaked out. And the one that we freaked out the most about, and that I remember best, is a woman, her sister brings a doll back from, like, say, Tahiti or the
dolls.
Islands. And this, on the doll, it's like a wooden doll that's all carved, and it just says, don't take the necklace off. And so she's like, what a nice gift, and puts it down, goes and gets in the shower. The necklace just falls off.
Oh, it's not even her fault.
It's not
her
fault.
How would that trigger the curse, then? They're very specific. Do not take the necklace off.
Well, it falls off.
Oh, well, that's not her fault.
I mean, but it doesn't matter, because then that little doll comes to life.
Uh-oh.
And has a little knife and starts chasing her around this apartment.
This is ripped off the movie Cat's Eyes and an episode of Brady Bunch so far.
But no, well...
Wait, and what kind of, like, was it, like, what kind of animation did they use for the doll? Was it claymation
or
something?
Terrible. Like, if we watched it now, it would be laughably bad.
Oh,
right.
But when you see it, like, it tries to attack her in the bathtub. She puts a towel over it and puts it in the oven. And eventually, she jumps out the window to get away from it. And it freaked us all out so bad. Like, my teenage cousin Stevie woke up in the middle of the night screaming.
Wait, does the little doll eventually get chopped up in a fan?
No, that doll becomes the mayor.
Oh, wow. What
becomes the mayor?
It's a happy ending.
No, I can't remember.
I would love to see a tiny mayor, because when he brought big scissors to cut a red, they'd be regular size scissors. I'd love the tiniest mayor.
The tiniest little evil doll mayor.
Here's a key to the city. This is a little key to my jewelry box. You're adorable, little mare.
Hey, you little asshole mare. He's just stabbing everybody's ankles. And I do remember having the thought when I was watching it of, like, he's just going to stab her ankles. It's just, like, you know, surface wounds.
If you're a little guy with a knife, always go for the Achilles. They fall face first, and then you can have your way with them all knife style.
One clean slice.
People do have that fear of the ankle thing. They, like, won't put their ankles down in front of their beds.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like something's going to grab their ankle.
Yeah. It's a big thing.
Yeah, I think about it. I used to think about it when I'd run upstairs that someone was going to run after me and cut my ankles. So I ran upstairs always.
Oh.
Wow. I am
and that's true.
College, that's I made a short film about people who collect dolls, like a short documentary. So I got to go in all these people's houses and see their fucking crazy doll collections.
Ooh.
It was terrifying.
Wow.
There's one woman who, like, their dolls covered their entire bed, and they'd have to take them all off at night.
Like pillows.
Yeah, just, I mean, like, hundreds of dolls.
That's crazy.
And then she was like, when I die, I just want to be buried with my Raggedy Ann. Like, that was her request.
Well, there's one doll that horrifies me. It's like the vintage porcelain tilted back, the eyes closed. People collect those. And my mom and I, she lives in Spokane, and it was one of the last memories of, like, hanging out with her and her being adventuresome. We were walking through the neighborhood and peeked in a window. I don't know why we were looking in windows. Because we saw from a distance all these dolls. Don't be a dick, weirdo. This isn't... Oh, you are...
Look at him.
Oh, my God, he's so cool.
He's the reason I carry pepper spray. I'd love to get out and just feed
him.
Look
at his, like,
boots.
Weird little jet fuel
why
thing
did he
in the
go
back?
Zippity-zip. Look at my butt.
He's trying to impress me.
Should we get him to say
you're
something
so
on the podcast?
You're so dumb. You're weird.
I'm putting the microphone out
you're
to him.
You're such a weirdo.
We love
Excuse
you.
Excuse me.
Why are
That's
you so
weird.
Weird?
He turned all the way around and looked at us, Barbara.
He did. He looked right at us.
Oh, yeah.
He looked right at me.
I thought he was lame until he started flirting with all of us. I added myself.
Well, we don't know which one he thinks is the prettiest, okay? We just don't.
We have to find out who he picked.
Clearly made eye contact with me. I have 20/20 vision.
Oh, man, I definitely eye contact was, like, my move for so long, right? You just stare intensely at someone across from a room.
Mine was a hole in the bottom of the popcorn box.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Too.
Where you put your phone number.
Yeah. It's a yes, no, maybe note.
Is you're just handing things out of the hole.
Yes, no, maybe.
Shaking women's hands.
Yes, no, maybe. Is this my dick in your hand? Yes, no, maybe. Sorry. So we looked in this window and saw a wall of dolls.
Oh.
Doll wall?
And the other side was a wall of Marilyn Monroe portraits.
God. No.
And it was like, wow, this is crazy. And then all of a sudden,
and then
this
the
guy,
loneliest person in the
this
world,
guy in a long black gown who looked just like Buffalo Bill, started spinning around and dancing.
No.
And had lipstick all over his mouth. Yeah.
No.
And my mom and I just, we were in the bushes watching him, and we just watched in silence. And then he started to look out the window, and we ran. And it was snowy. We ran. It was like my mom and I just teepeed a house. We ran and laughed.
What? That's incredible. So awesome. What a great memory.
That's amazing.
It was a great.
I love creeping on people. I love walking around at night when everyone's lights are on, and
it's the best in
New York. Don't, like, go up that far, but, you know, you get to see a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm addicted. Just driving in a car, I almost crash because I try and look in windows as I drive.
Yeah.
Just seeing people sitting at lunch. At lunch? It's nighttime when you can see in windows, Fairbanks, you fucking idiot!
This is where your story falls apart.
Dinner! Oh, everything's been a lie! My whole life's a sham! Whatever, late night lunch. You see, or just people, or see the ugly painting they have on the wall, or if you're lucky, some sweet, sweet naked tits. I thought I was with a bunch of boys for a minute.
No, it's a girl's time.
Oh, no, I talked about boys.
I mean, everyone would look at naked tits.
Exactly. I knew YouTube would come around.
I wouldn't do that.
But it'd be funny if I said, I knew YouTube would come around, and I'm pointing at a photo of boobs. Oh, man. You guys, it's one of my favorite hotels on the left.
That, I'll tell you, the Four Seasons in West Hollywood.
I'm good at changing the subject.
Yeah, good job. Bro. Great.
But here's my great anecdote. We drove by there once, and Tommy Lee Jones was driving out in a black Mercedes.
Of course.
And we were stopped right in front of him. And as I let him go in front of us, and he
winked.
he waved. But I thought he was just waving. I was like, because I was like, of
maybe
course
he
you
was
can
signaling.
Go. And he like gave us a nice wave, and then I realized my friend in the back seat was completely waving at him, like full on waving. I was like, oh, I thought we were all decided to play it cool silently, but of course, no, you.
What's up with Tommy Lee Jones these days?
I think he's just taking it easy in Connecticut.
I was thinking of Tommy Lee the whole time.
I thought Tommy Lee at first.
No,
and then I
realized.
Okay, well, they have the, like, the exact Jones. Same name, and they probably yeah, both stayed in that
true.
Hotel.
That is true, but Tommy Lee Jones has that really attractive acne, pockmark acne scars that I love so much.
Yeah, Edward James almost smooth face. It's long and convoluted, but that's one of my
go-tos. It's
worth
it. When you finally land.
Almost smooth face is
Edward
not a
James
good.
Almost smooth face.
Also, who else has that?
Pockmarks?
Let's talk skin.
Yeah, let's finally talk skin.
Finally. What everyone's
Ray
been
Liotta
waiting for.
It.
Yeah, Ray Liotta.
I love his face.
Who yeah. else has it? Who has those?
No girls. Not one lady.
Cameron Diaz has kind of a... And she's beautiful, huh? So...
she hasn't had pockmarked skin married. Like Tommy Lee Jones.
It looks like someone went skeet shooting with her.
No.
I've heard.
She is with the guy, one of the guys from...
She carries around a putty knife. It? Oh, yeah. Benji Madden. She's married
Benji
to Benji
Madden.
Madden.
That's such
what
a weird... What is
I
it called?
Can't
Why
remember.
Can't I... Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's false advertising already. All that mediocre Charlotte.
Oh,
that's some
thing
pig.
To say was bad.
They are bad.
Bad.
They are
bad.
Fuck, I had
that
something to say for everyone.
Oh, yeah, we tend to... It's rapid fire.
Yeah.
None of it good, but all of it
keep
quick.
Keep up with you.
It's hard.
There's just a lot of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's pause for a second and let Barbara collect her thoughts.
No, okay. No, I keep going. I don't know what the hell it was.
Barbara, there's a beautiful historic house in Missoula, Montana, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front is a neon sign that simply says Babs. It's the Babs house.
Really?
So I should take a picture of it sometime and you
Why
can
is
say,
the neon sign there?
Here's my childhood home. Oh, because it used to be a whorehouse. I think.
Oh, so Babs was like the...
Yeah, she was the madame.
She was the lady.
Uh-oh, green light.
Do you guys think I can go... Like, I don't like... I've never liked my name, Barbara. And Babs is okay, but I don't like calling myself that. But it's like... I think it's better than Barbara, right? I don't know what to
I
do.
Love Barbara. It's a yeah, classic
there's,
name.
There's nothing wrong with Barbara.
I don't like it. I guess I just gotta give in.
No one likes their
let
name.
Let it be.
Yeah.
But you guys have, like, normal names. They sound good.
I didn't want a normal name. Well, maybe I
But, like, you have a good, like, normal first name and then, like, a kick at the end.
When I was a kid, I decided, because there was a cool kid named Scott, and he had cool shoes, and I was in daycare pre-kindergarten, and I told my parents, I want to be named Scott now, and they called me Scott for, like, a month.
That's sweet.
And it worked. My name was Scott. And then I was like, you know what? I think that kid wronged me in some way, or I noticed his...
Or his shoes weren't as cool anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
his
shoes got dirty.
Little, yeah.
his shoes got dirty, and I said, I'm Chris again.
I did this weird thing whenever I would have a crush on a celebrity, I would make people call me that. So I was obsessed with George Harrison, and I made people call me George in junior high.
That's interesting. So you had a crush on yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing, yeah, but... Definitely.
Wait, what name would you like, Barbara, instead?
I don't know. I've never felt like mine fit me. You know what I mean? So
I think it's kind of adorable that you had a crush on George Harrison.
Oh, I did. I was obsessed with him.
Oh, that's funny.
First it was Paul, and then I was like, fuck Paul. I like George.
I like George's solo, where Cloud Nine's the best album ever.
Yeah, he's the best Beatle.
Really?
Don't fight her on it.
I'm not.
What if Barbara? What if we call you Harrison?
Oh.
Ooh, Harrison's pretty good. I was thinking what? Well, I was telling Chris. This is the thrilling conversation you missed at the table.
Oh, okay.
That a lot of people always think my name is Deborah. I think because it's kind of like Barbara, but Deborah's not as a good change. What am I?
No, Barbara's way better.
I mean, Deborah and Barbara would hang out. They'd be roommates for life.
Yeah.
Deborah and Barbara.
In 76.
And their cats.
I was thinking about. Scout. Never mind. I can't do this.
This is a safe space. I'm just laughing straight in your face.
It just, it's like, it is the most pretentious thing to be like, what am I named?
Well, and also just from the outside, you're clearly a barber to me. I mean, like,
really? But all I know, but the thing is, if my last name wasn't Gray, then I wouldn't maybe think about it. But it's so old. With the word Gray, like, yeah. Come on. That's some old.
But it doesn't seem old lady. It seems classic to me. Like, that's the kind of name you want. A Joan. You're Jones and you're Barbara's and you're.
I'm not Grace Jones. This is not Grace Jones level of name.
Like, no, that's a different thing.
Joan is nice. Grace is nice. Why don't you be Grace?
Ooh, Grace Gray? Grace Gray? Grace
Gray? Three cats named Grace
Gray. But you can't.
Grace is pretty good.
It won't stick, you know. That's no, the thing I know. About stuff like this.
I'm past the point, but I just like every year I kind of get in a thing where I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll do it now. It's kind of like the hair thing where it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to shave off all my hair. Yeah. You know.
Oh, don't do that.
It's not. I'm not going to do it, but you think about it because you think it's going to change your life, even though it won't do shit.
Well, that's right. You'll make some money. Get that hair to a wig maker.
I actually have looked like so long as it's not. It doesn't make as much as you would hope.
Oh really?
How much does it make? Like if you.
I think this would be like maybe $200 or $300. Not like.
Then I'll buy the wig and I'll wear it and I'll be like, call me Barbara.
I appreciate the name.
Call me Barbara, and then I dance in front of my dolls.
Yeah.
That's what seems like a Barbara would do. It looks just like you.
Speaking of name changes, a hippie kid at a bar in Montana that I met one night, and he was just no fun. He was just. And
yeah,
his,
hippies, yeah.
He had changed his name to the word fun. It said it on his
license.
Oh,
no,
right?
You're not a
just
band.
Just the word fun. There was no, and it was way, this was a long time ago.
No first name?
Fun. It's his driver's, he showed it to me, it just was the word fun.
Ugh.
I'm like, how do you do that?
Get
so
out of
I
here.
So I just did it. And he was not, he was, that was the most, the reason I told the story is that he was the furthest person from fun. Maybe that's why he did it.
Hmm.
He knew that he was not fun.
But also it's like, hey, tell me the story of how you did this walking. Get the fuck out of here, fun. That's what I would have said.
Wait, what? I didn't get what just happened.
Well, tell this story walking.
Tell the story walking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was kind of like a switcheroo, but it wasn't good.
I thought you were in a roundabout way asking me to do my Christopher Walken.
Please.
Would you?
His name was Fun. Hey, what are you guys? Oh, man. It's funny. It's just like that snack game that you described.
Right.
People, everyone says, oh, impressions. I hate that kind of comedy. But if you do them even shittily, everyone is entertained.
Do you guys have any ones that you can do well? See, now I'm doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Now I'm invested.
Because you want to know.
I can only do people that we all know, and they're comedians. So.
Do Howard Kramer. It's my favorite.
Do it. Talk about the fun guy with Howard's voice.
Talk about the fun guy? There's every time you tell a story... It doesn't lead in. Why do I sound like... I sounded like Trump. Every time you tell us...
Yeah, you got a little, like, New York accent
well,
in there.
Well, he's from Jersey.
Do the
next... Why don't you... It gets loud and then... maybe I can't do it anymore. Do you think that maybe I can't do it?
I think your head has to be turned to...
No! No, it doesn't. No. Yeah. Oh, everybody. Oh, Howard Kramer. Zoo. You know how it's always. Oh, Skittles. Oh, something about the thing. No. Well, now I'm going to go bum a cigarette from someone. Howard Kramer, everyone.
I like that you just say the thing that he does.
I just blurt out the consonants.
Now
vowels.
I'm
going
to go
you
home
know
to podcast.
Howard is always going zoo.
Taking a left.
Yeah, that is. Zoo. I do know that.
I love the zoo. I like the zebra. Summer.
Oh, there you go.
Just a lobster.
You got to say summer to get into it.
Get your gum.
I got to go. Take me to Molly Malone's.
I guess I can't do it anymore. Oh, yeah. It's time for your comedy concert.
This is 15 minutes back.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Just so you know. No, that's okay. But we should probably... We'll head on back.
I mean, no. Yeah. Take your time. Get me there exactly. I don't want to be there any earlier.
And what it was...
Yeah, let's talk about your show.
Yeah, it's like the format is a dozen people.
Oh, they said it... I think it's mostly stand-ups. There's some kind of weird thing about a variety show. And
uh-oh.
Then, like, when I got booked, there was eight people. And then today, when he listed it, there was, I think, 20 people.
Oh, no.
So I'm, like, terrified.
Unacceptable.
So what's that? Everyone does 4 minutes?
I probably just get in there and be like, I gotta go.
Hopefully. I hate it when there's a show like that. And it's like, okay, showcase time. And then everyone's doing 15 minutes. It's like
I really love the guy who hosts this, but that has happened, so we'll see. He usually keeps it pretty tight, but even then, even if it's tight, you might go up after 13 people, you know.
Hey.
So we'll see. But
it's not an open mic, it's a booked
No, it's not an open mic, it's booked. You know?
Yeah.
Love Love comedy.
I love
I'll show up.
Grateful for
I don't
all
care
of
what it is, I'll do it.
I like when you get booked like at Flappers and they're like, how many people did you bring? It's like, what? Like, did I get booked
minus
on a bringer?
I brought negative people.
I barely brought myself.
Yeah.
Be happy there's a warm body here.
Yeah, I used to do shows, Tammy Jo Dearen, and she would always be like, how many, are you bringing people? And I'd be like, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. That's just not.
That is the experience I'm talking about. It was one of her
shows. Oh, it was?
Yeah, and she, and someone said, oh, how many people did you bring? And I texted her, and I said, did I get booked on a bringer show? And then she said, yeah, some people are divas about it.
Ah!
And I was like, oh, I won't be doing your show
no
or any other one.
She makes a lot of money off those fucking
yeah
shows.
Yeah, no, that's not a redeeming quality.
Yeah, it's,
sorry, talking shit.
She,
naming names.
When I came back from
my
Chicago,
opinion,
she, I met her, and she sent me an email saying, here are the shows that I book, you should do some. And I swear to God, this email scrolled forever.
Oh, yeah, they're very
like,
intense.
How many
lots of
shows
different font colors.
And she just goes and picks up the check. She doesn't even show up.
No.
Like, she wasn't at this thing.
I actually, like, I don't totally dislike her. I've had fun at her shows.
I've
but
heard
I,
that. I've
but
heard
I did
that
tell her. I was like, I'm not bringing anyone.
I've only heard that she's actually a nice person.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't talk smack. But she did call me a diva. I've not, first of all, thank you, because I immediately am in a classification with Cher.
Yes.
I mean, I don't
oh
know.
Oh, you just diva reminded me to do my new diva bit tonight.
Let's hear it.
Thanks.
Preview it, please.
It's about how, like, if you go shop at, like, the big girl stores, everything's named diva.
Oh, right.
And it's like, do I have to be a bitch to get a supportive bra? Okay, that's, you get it. Whatever.
Do you do it in that voice?
Yeah. Do I have to be a bitch to get a supportive bra? That's my Howard Kramer.
Wow, yours is better than mine. Trumped again.
Dead on.
Yeah, that's about it.
Let's drop her off like a
we'll
block
see if
away.
I don't get.
Gives you some street.
This is my really dirty car right here, guys, on the right.
Oh wow!
So
oh,
you can
nice
see it in person.
I like it.
Like
covered
car
with shit.
Perfect.
My license plate has been diagonal, falling off for 3 years.
Do you ever get a ticket for that?
No. It's so nice when I see other people with it because it's like they're my brethren. Like, I feel connected to them.
Yeah, how are you supposed to fix that anyway?
You don't. I can't. I've tried.
Just a flathead screwdriver.
No, it doesn't. Like, the thing is broken. Whatever.
There's
doesn't
no
matter
metal there? There's no metal to
yeah,
screw
it's all, like, cracked and fucked up.
One time I just glued my, it was swiveling like that, and I just put some glue on the bumper.
Yeah, that'd probably work.
I'm the I last just owner of this car. Glue it.
Yeah.
Barbara,
thanks for the advice.
On our,
thanks.
On you bet. Glue. That's advice to everyone.
Let's end it on a topic that sounds like made everyone depressed.
glue will fix almost everything.
Oh, you guys, I bet this has to be, this guy has to be on the show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that funny? Like, comedians?
Yeah. I,
either that
familiar
or he just loves comedy.
He's familiar looking.
He's got the required plaid shirt.
He definitely has the look.
Yeah. And some black frame glasses.
And don't get me started on that belly.
That's you know,
not nice.
You, it's
he
really
just
not.
Had a really impressive. It was like a, he was.
Don't get me
just
started on that belly.
Just stolen a.
Please
honey
let that
ham
be your punchline. Don't get me started
get on that belly. Don't get me started on that belly.
And then the audience is like, get started, get started. Do the bit.
Who knew that this would be my get her done? thank you for listening to Do You Need a Ride? Thank you,
oh,
Barbara.
Do you have you, anything to
yeah,
plug
it
out?
When is this coming out? Do you know?
Monday.
Oh, I'm going to be, well, I have a show every Friday at Sauce, or fuck, at DeSano Pizza in East Hollywood called Sauce.
It's
so,
a great show
yeah,
and great pizza.
The pizza's insane, so
it's
every
so
Friday
good
at 8 p.m.
If you're in L.A. and you like pizza and you like comedy, go to DeSano's.
It's
yeah
such a fun show.
It's really fun.
Always hosted by someone great.
And tell us about your podcast.
My podcast is called Lady to Lady on the Max Fun Network. And it's hosted with me and Brandy Posey and Tess Barker, and we
that
have
guy
a funny girl on.
Did you guys see that guy's funny walk?
He was he's definitely on the show.
Yeah, those noodle arms. He's the closer, I think, with those arms.
Yeah.
Get started, get started.
Get
look
started
also at his belly. thank you for listening to Do You Need a Ride?
Thanks,
to,
Barbara.
Thank
iTunes
you guys for the ride.
Go to iTunes
yes
and give us a 5-star rating.
Oh, yes, please review
that's
us on
important
iTunes.
Yes, yes. And thank you for being on, Barbara.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR!
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.